There were wood pigeon feathers and bones scattered about. The young squirrel shuddered. How vermin could kill and eat birds! The very idea caused revulsion within him. At the sound of Spriggot's call, Samkin leapt forward, yelling,
"Yah! Death to the vermin! Redwall!"
The cricket close by the fire that had chirruped shot beneath the log and hid. A ruler was marching slowly along. Counting had never been her strong point.
25, 92, 34, brr, what's that?
She went charging in, waving her stave.
Boyoki, give him vinegar! Redwall, hoor!
At the same time, Spriggot dashed in and collided with a rat who had leapt up at the noise. The pandemonium was total. Set off by a real cricket call that proved to be a false alarm, the ambush went awry. Deathbrush jumped up to see two of his rats being belaboured by a squirrel and a hedgehog. He was only halfway up when a mole with a yew-stave chased a screeching rat past him, counting as it went.
29! Take that, ye vermin! 7-11! I'll whack ye! 55! 16-2! What next? Oh, take that! And that! And that!
The other three rats milled about, bumping into each other. Thinking they were under invasion from a much larger force, Deathbrush decided to escape with all speed. He hissed under his breath to the three rats.
Quick, over here. Scatter the fire and run that way, through there.
Grabbing the sword, Deathbrush helped the rats scatter flame and glowing embers all over the clearing with their spears. They took off through the trees, running southwest after the fox. Blinded by smoke and burning wood pigeon feathers, a ruler whacked away at the log where Deathbrush had rested.
97... 38, I'll teach you a lesson, whore.
Spriggot caught the end of the stave and pulled her away.
It went wrong. We made a mess of it. Quickly, afore the woods go up in flame. Put out the fires.
Swiftly, they cut beaters of green juniper and lupin and set about tackling the blazes that were springing up all about the edges of the forest clearing. Each creature beat furiously, knowing their lives depended on putting out the woodland fire. Hot, dry summer was the worst of all possible times to be caught in a woodland blaze, and once established, it could devastate a whole wood, burning unchecked. Coughing and spluttering, their faces blackened by smoke, eyes red-rimmed and sore, they fought each fresh outbreak until the flames were subdued. Spriggot kicked dust on a spark as he leaned heavily on a ruler.
I'm getting too long season for this sort of game. We sunk him.
Over here! Look what I've caught!
The young squirrel tugged a limping, snarling rat. He had his bowstring looped about the creature's neck.
I must have whacked him good and broke his footpaw. He didn't manage to escape with the others.
Spriggot dealt the unfortunate rat a hefty cuff and pressed some lupins into his claw.
Fire razor, eh? Don't snarl at me like that, you scum. Take that!
He gave the rat another good buffet.
Right, get beating. Go on. All round this clearing until there's no more chance of a burn-up. And just let me find one spark. That's all. Just one. I'll give you such a beating that the lumps will have lumps on top of them.
A ruler took the bow. Playing the rat on the attached bowstring like a fish on a line, she kept him going around the clearing, hunting for any traces of sparks they'd missed. Exhausted, Samkin and Spriggot sat down on the log. The young squirrel expressed his disappointment.
Well, made a right old frog's dinner of that. You must have chirruped like a cricket too early. A ruler wasn't in position, and I was barely ready. What made you do it, Spriggot?
The cricket trundled out from under the log, chirruped twice at them, and waddled off angrily into the night. Samkin covered his eyes, realizing what had happened.
Oh, no.